Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
You are here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. You are in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can do so by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me, 7, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com. You can go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then type in the word radio, scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you're there. Hit the subscribe and like button on that. We would prefer that you do it by going to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and just hit listen live. That's all you have to do. You're right there. And of course, you can go to Facebook. .com/Talktainment. We're also on that venue. And that's the way that you can access the show. Don't forget that we are still accepting donations, particularly for the second hour. TalktainmentRadio.com takes care of the first hour, but we need your donations for the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Again, phone lines are open, 877-932-9766, and you can begin your call in right now. Let me present to some and introduce to others Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Mr. Fuller, as customary, I always say this, and I will continue it. Good morning, and how are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay. We're going to be discussing, in particular, the word guide, the compensatory counter-racist code. And the word guide. This statement that you make at beginning at every program that we have here on Talktainment Radio concerning your show is, if you do not understand white supremacy, racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. I point that out because that is going to be basically the subject of today's program, or the topic, understanding racism. Mr. Fuller, when you wrote that, what went into your thought processes to write a statement like that, to come out with it and then back that up? What proof do you have? What went in, all the ingredients that went in that?
Well, I didn't have any proof, and I still don't when I make that statement, because whom would I prove it by? In the system of racism itself, which is the dominant political and religious system of the entire planet. And it's the most popular. It's one that everybody caters to, the system of white supremacy. That is the world government. So if I am anti-white supremacy in my remarks, or if I'm questioning it, whom would I be talking to that would agree with that, other than the white supremacists themselves, And if they say that, I don't know what you're talking about, no such thing as white supremacy, global white supremacy, you're making that up. I don't understand what you're saying. And that's what many white people say when you say that. And so then whom are you going to go to say, well, you say that that's not what's going on, but I say that it is, and I can prove it. Now, who are you going to prove it by? You see, the only people that can prove the existence of white supremacy in a white supremacist system are the white supremacists themselves. Or they can just simply say, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no racism. Racism where? You're making it up. What is racism? I'm not aware of any racism. And then one white supremacist turned to another. Hey, Gene, Mac, are you aware of any racism here or anywhere? They're making this up. They, whomever they are. And so once they say that, who are you going to? Well, I can prove that racism exists. Prove it by whom? Well, for one, I'm saying so. Well, who are you? See, they'll immediately ask that. Who are you to prove anything with your colored self? You can't prove anything. I just said I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a white person. I'm saying I don't know what you are talking about. Now, do you know what I'm talking about when I say that I don't know what you are talking about? That's what I mean by white supremacy. And I've told people down through the years, if you try to prove the existence of white supremacy, like if you're on a job, if you say, well, this place is being run by white supremacists. Oh, and any white person sitting behind any desk will say, that's not true. Now, you prove that it's true. You had better go and get a white person to back you up if you are a person of color. That's one of my first observations. You make that kind of statement, you better go get a white person to back you up. Why? Logically speaking. Because in a system of white supremacy, a white person is the only person who can, quote, unquote, prove the existence of racism. It has to be a white person.
Okay. All over the news this week, part of last week, a statement was made by the president of the concept or corporation called the United States concerning four congresswomen, freshman congresswomen, told them to go back to their own countries and so forth. It has caused such an uproar that pundits and throughout media, mostly white, have called the president a racist and white supremacy. Even David Duke applauded and said it's on record that he applauded Mr. Trump for his white racism. What say you when these people are white and say that he is a racist and a white nationalist agenda supporter?
Oh, what say I?
Yeah, because these people have said it.
Yes.
And it's all over the news now.
Now, lots of black people. Any black person can say it now.
No.
Why? Because the white person has said that that's what he is.
Okay.
That's the point that I was making. You got to get somebody white to say that racism even exists.
Okay, now that it's said, what?
If you are a black person, and anybody who's ever done this on a job said, this place is racist, and Mr. So-and-so is racist, and Mrs. So-and-so is racist, you can't not go and get a black person to come and verify that. Racism doesn't work like that.
Okay.
You better go get a white person to verify what you just said.
Okay.
Otherwise, you are in trouble.
Okay. Now that it has been said, now what? By white people, now what?
Oh, black people still, because of the system of white supremacy, have to wait for a enough white people to take action on it. Otherwise, nothing happens anyway. That's just it. You asked the correct question. Now what? What happens as a result? It depends on what other white people say and how far they want to go with it. What a black person says means absolutely nothing in the system of white supremacy. That's what white supremacy means. When you start talking about racism, that's a real volatile subject because it's the most powerful force among the people on the planet. That's an atomic bomb. That's a hydrogen bomb. Racism. So non-white people in a system of white supremacy can't be allowed to handle that and determine who is a racist and who isn't and what ought to be done about it. We can say it. We can recommend. Like slaves on a plantation, they can recommend anything to the slave masters. But the slave masters and his committees or his family or her family members or extended family or somebody, they make the decision about what happens on the plantation. No slave makes a decision about anything. They can recommend. That's what black people do all over the world, recommend. Recommend to whom? To the white supremacists. Not saying that all white people are white supremacists, but the most powerful, the smartest, the most powerful people on this planet, unfortunately, are those white people who believe in and who practice the system of white supremacy. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation this morning because white supremacy would not exist.
Okay. Let me say this before we go on. Apparently, because this particular show has been advertised, the usual suspects are at play right now, disrupting or trying to disrupt the program. I just received some Gmails concerning that, asking, are we on the internet, and and all that. You know, can they be heard? Can Mr. Fuller be heard and all that? This program, I advertised it heavily with phone numbers and have you, Mr. Fuller, break it down. But somebody or somewhere or the usual suspects are in play right now trying to interfere with that. But we're going to do the best that we can. Mr. Fuller, when you wrote, if you don't understand white supremacy, racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. What is the question for those that are trying to find out? What is racism and how does it work?
It works in all. First of all, what it is, racism is white supremacy. There's no other form of racism. For years, I've come on the air many times, and people who have been in a conversation with me on the air, many of them have said white supremacy and racism. And I'm constantly saying white supremacy is racism and racism is white supremacy. You never say it any other way. There's no other form of racism. There are forms of hatred. There are forms of people having animosity. There are all kinds of things going on the planet. It shouldn't be happening among all people, regardless of whom they are, who the people may be. But when you start talking about the word race and racism, it's only one race. Some people have said it's a human race. That's a contradiction. How can you be human and be a member of a race? Because race is racism. The only purpose for being a member of a race is to practice what? Racism. That's logical. If you say, I'm a member of a race, well, you say, well, why are you a member of a race? What is a race? Well, a race is a group of people who have a purpose. Well, what's the purpose of a race of people, a group of people who are a race of people? To practice what a group of people who are a race of people would practice. So logically speaking, that would be what? That would be a thing called racism. Just stop and think about it. That's the only purpose for it. It has no other purpose. So then you say, oh, okay, what is racism? This thing that you practice when you practice racism. Oh, that means doing harm to people on the basis of color. That's what it's for. It's not for anything else. You can't name anything else that any other purpose that it would serve. You say, well, oh no, racism just means being pride, having pride in yourself and in your race. Pride based on what? Pride based on what? Say, well, based on the way you cook and the way you sing, the way you dance, your religious beliefs, your getting together and doing things. Getting together and doing things like what? In your race? You can eat and you can sing and you can dance without being a member of a race. What's this racism for? Why are you a member of a race? What are you racing against? People don't ask these detailed questions. All problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. I mean in fine detail. Don't skip over anything. And people, like I said, would say, and a lot of people still do it, white supremacy and racism. Like racism is sitting off on the side of the road and white supremacy is in the middle of the road. Well, what is racism? If white supremacy is in the middle of the road, what is racism over there to the side of the road? What is that? They're the same thing. According to what? Neely Fuller? No, according to logic. And so that's what I came up with many years ago. And even though I talk to people who are college professors sometimes, and that run right past them. I mean, they brush right past it. And it's almost amazing. I say, wait a minute, these are words that are very important. Sir, ma'am, racism is white supremacy. White supremacy is racism. These are not words just throw around in any kind of old way. These are very important words that has to do with the existence of everybody on this planet, every minute of the existence of everybody on this planet.
Okay.
You have to have definitions.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. Now, here's several that I'd like to share with you. New Money with Drew and Drene, Conversation with Don Corina, and Wiggins World. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. All you have to do is click on the Talktainment Radio or go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and there you will see a list of all the programming that Talktainment Radio has. Sample one, try one out and see if you like it. All this from Talktainmentradio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is understanding racism, and we're having Mr. Fuller discuss that, but we will take your calls, and we have a caller online. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller with your question.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby and Mr. Fuller. My name is Mansoor Celestin, and I'm still learning. I have two questions regarding today's topic. I've been studying the code book for a couple of months, but I don't have the word guide yet. What exactly do I say or recommend word for word verbatim if and when someone asks me what white supremacy, a.k.a. racism, is in the most precise way every time in very few words? The reason why I ask is because you have hundreds of videos of hours of conversations about white supremacy on the Internet, which is a great thing, but when you factor in the hundreds of other YouTube videos about it, it can be very confusing. I think a definition from the author of the Compensatory Code himself will end a lot of this confusion.
Okay, let Mr. Fuller answer that question. Mr. Fuller?
Well, you just simply say, if I understand the question, what do you say when someone asks, what is racism? You just simply say, racism is white supremacy. And you say, white supremacy for what purpose? And say, white supremacy is a system, a world system that covers all nine areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. White supremacy covers all of those areas of activity in interaction between white people and the non-white people, people that the white supremacists classify as non-white, because sometimes they switch around. The white supremacists do all kinds of things. They'll say that someone is white one day, and then two or three minutes later, they'll say the person is non-white. It depends on what's convenient for them. That's what racism is. It's all about color. And what color you are, because the white supremacists are supreme, they make the decisions about who is going to be classified this particular minute as white or non-white. They will pick a person who is what you might call a person who has what many people would say has swarthy their skin, a dark complexion. But the white supremacists will say, oh, but that person is white. That person is classified as white. They appear to have, you know, what you call a dark complexion, but they're really Caucasian. You say, well, what's Caucasian? Caucasian is white. You say, well, the person doesn't look Caucasian to me. The person looks like I got some people in my family, and I've always been a black person and whatnot. We got people in my family that look like that person that you say is Caucasian. And they'll say, what did I say? See, that's white supremacy. In other words, they can't be overruled. That's how you know they're supreme. There's nobody to overrule them. There's nobody who has that kind of muscle. If you want to use mafia terms or what they call organized crime, that's the biggest criminal organization that the world has ever known. It's called the system of white supremacy. It's a criminal enterprise. Why? It's just designed to mistreat people based on color, and that's criminal. Why is it criminal? Because it doesn't make sense except within the realm of criminality. You're going to mistreat people in all areas of activity based on color? Now, you don't have to say all this, but if you understand all this, you can just simply say white supremacy is racism, racism is white supremacy. And if you want to know what it does, it dominates and mistreats people based on color.
Okay.
And it is the world government.
All right.
Only government that counts.
What's your second
on
question?
On planet Earth.
What's your second question, sir?
Thank you. And I completely agree with the answer, Mr. Phil. I appreciate that. My second question is, what exactly do I say word for word verbatim with when and if someone asks me how to explain how I am a victim of white supremacy, since I have a job, home, et cetera, or things that they want to have?
Oh, you just simply say you're a victim of white supremacy because you're a person of color, if you are a person of color, or a person who is classified as non-white. You say, why am I classified as non-white? I can be classified as being 6'1", or 5'9", or I can be classified as a person who has a college degree, or a person that doesn't have one, or a person that lives on such and such a street. There's all kinds of classifications you can give for people. So somebody gave me a classification called color, and they say, you are not white. And so naturally you would ask, okay, so I'm not white, so what does that mean? Oh, that means you're eligible to be mistreated by somebody who is white. Eligible to be mistreated? Eligible to be dominated and mistreated by somebody who is quote unquote white? Yep, that's what it is. Sorry about that, old chap. But that's the way it is. Because that is, in simple language, all that it is. You're eligible to be dominated and mistreated by anybody who is classified as white if you are classified as non-white in the system of white supremacy. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You said that's obvious.
Yes. Was there another question?
No.
Did I clear that up? Because that's the way you explain it. You just simply say, I'm a victim of this. I didn't know that I was non-white or classified as non-white or Negro. I've been called colored, then the N-word, and that's what all of that meant. That's your classification, fella. I mean, I said, well, I thought my name was Neely Fuller. Yeah, that's your name, but you also have a title that goes in front of that. All right? Just like in the novel Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain, You have a character called what? Jim. But he's got a title in front of that. And what did they call him? Well, Negro Jim. Only they didn't say Negro.
Wow.
It's the N-word, all right? N-word first, then Jim next. That's distinguished from between him and all the white Jims out here, J-I-M, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In Hannibal, Missouri. According to Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn in the novel, fictional novel based on basically truth.
Okay. Let me say this. The brother Aaron, Mr. Fuller, he's calling in from Spain. Aaron, the only number that we have is 1-877-932-9766. That's the number. In fact, we just had a caller that called in on that line. Now, I don't know, except for maybe the usual suspects are in play to try to block your call, but that's the number you call. 1-877-932-9766. That's the number that everybody calls in if you would like to speak with Neely Fuller Jr. And somebody's trying to call in now. Like I said, I don't know what the suspects are trying to do or to block Mr. Fuller's message from getting out. I do know that they have tried to do that before. And, okay, good. One came through. Okay, good. I'll take that after the break. Caller, hang on until after we go to break, if you can, please. We are having, not on Talktainment's part, but for some can get in, some can't. Some say that it's not on the web. It is on the web. We are live. We are doing it right now. But you got to remember, Mr. Fuller's message is so powerful that people are trying to interfere with that in every way that you can think of and in ways that you can't think of. But anyway, let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have more of your phone calls and some Gmails. And caller, hang on. We'll get to you coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Okay, talktainmentradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktainmentradio.com app to your cellular, to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and we are discussing understanding racism. And live on the line right now, for all the way from Spain, is Brother Aaron Litton. Aaron, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, my final question is, once you're in a position where you've been stripped of your dignity and you're feeling demotivated, how does a person keep from being depressed and down? I know that you base your whole system on being logical, but how do you keep being motivated if you're being beaten down by the system?
Oh, very simple. By simply realizing that you're in a system of racism and you're in captivity. Now, that doesn't say anything about you can't be dignified if you want to be, but you are a dignified prisoner of war. And what's the difference between a dignified slave and a silly one? One is dignified and one is silly. But they're both prisoners of war once they're captured. See, you're a prisoner of war. Racism is war. It's war. The greatest war that was ever conducted among the people of what we call the planet Earth. There's no war that's been greater than the establishment and the maintenance and the refinement of the system of white supremacy. It's a continuation of a war, the greatest war that ever was. That's the war between those who believe in racism and those who don't. And so far, the racists have been winning that war. So it's just a matter of the people who are the victims of it realizing this and saying, well, we're going to fight against it, but we are in captivity already, so you got to fight. There's no such thing as fighting from the outside. There's no such thing as outside. So you fight from the inside of the prison. Like, prisoners of war are always trying to escape the prison, but this is a prison that you can't escape from. You have to dismantle the prison itself and replace it with a system of justice. That's the goal. And what does justice mean? It means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most, like yourself, gets the most constructive help. That's not happening in the system of racism, and it won't happen. So you won't get discouraged simply by realizing what your circumstances are, because now you have something to aim for. Get rid of the system of racism. That should be your reason for being. If you have any other priority, then it's not logical for you to be doing anything else. Everything that you're doing is supposed to be aimed toward replacing the system of racism with the system of justice. Why? Because it is the greatest oppressive system ever invented in the minds of people here on this planet. Nothing has been greater than that.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Fuller and Mr. West. I'm very grateful for these moments. Continue doing what you're doing, and thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
I'm grateful for your call, sir.
Okay.
I'm grateful for your time because, as Mr. West probably has told you, that your work and your words have saved my life. So thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you, Brother Aaron. Edward, Brother Aaron from Spain. He likes to contact me and have questions for Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, this is from Alpha the First, at least that's what his name is. And he wrote me, might as well say a letter, but the premise of it was how to ID a white supremacist. And he started off by talking about it was recently revealed that President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were both descendants of slave owners. I find this information to be hurtful and confusing. On one hand, I can understand Mitch McConnell's situation. He is a suspected open white supremacist, but President Obama's history is confusing. Now, people are saying the discovery of President Obama's possible slave owner family past explains why he didn't help black people while he was president. It appears Obama is a white supremacist or white supremacist sympathizer. Confusion with the idea. Then he goes on with it. But anyway, it comes down to this question here, Mr. Fuller. He says, then he mentions Shawshank Redemption and the different characters. But he says, basically, the premise of it, how to identify a white supremacist according to the code.
According to the code, if you're a victim of white supremacy, you always say this according to the code. First of all, is the person white? And if the answer is yes, then you say, is this person who is classified as white able to be a white supremacist? In other words, do they know their colors? Do they know the difference between white and non-white? Do they know the difference between white and tan, or white and black, or white and yellow, or white and green? Do they know colors? When they look at a person, do they know the difference between one color and another in that person? And if the answer is yes, and the person is white, then in the system of white supremacy, according to counter-racist logic, that person should be suspected of being a racist. Any person classified as white should be suspected of being a racist if he or she is able to be a racist. Suspected for how long? Suspected when? Under what conditions? Suspected under all conditions until proven different. Okay, proven by whom? To each individual victim of racism. That's the only way you can do it. There's no other way to do it. It's a harsh way, you might say, but it's the only way. Since there's no standard that anybody has set, there's no test that's been set up that I know of where when a person is classified by race that you determine whether or not that person is or is not a racist. People are classified, forced to be classified as being members of a race. I didn't ever join any race. I know I didn't. I was told that I was a member of a race. They say, Fuller, you are a member of the black or the African or the Negro or the Negroid race or the colored race. That's what I was told. Told by whom? By the people who practice racism. They do the telling. They do the classifying. I can't classify them. They classify me. I was told that as a very young person. And I say, well, what's that? I'm a colored person? Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I do have color in my skin, so they call that color. So what's that got to do with anything? Oh, well, you're in the category of people who are eligible to be mistreated. And I say, eligible to be mistreated? Based on what? Based on you have color in your skin. It's just that simple, fella. And then I say, well, that doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense to you. Nothing is supposed to make sense to you except what somebody white tells you makes sense. Welcome to the real world, Neely Fuller. This is the kind of world you were born in. Now, if you don't like it, you're going to have to change it. Or you're going to have to persuade white people who don't believe in it to change it. They're in the best position to do so. So get busy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And my reaction was, well, I got other things to do. I mean, that job is too big and whatnot. And so I learned the hard way whatever these other things that I am going to do, that thing about color is going to interfere with it big time.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and our topic today is understanding racism. But it is at this particular time of the program that we set aside to have Mr. Fuller discuss all the latest information on his book. So, Mr. Fuller, the floor is yours.
Yes, you can get the book called, the more explicit title is called The Textbook Workbook for Thought, Speech, and or Action for Victims of Racism. And racism is described singularly as white supremacy. White supremacy is racism. Racism is white supremacy. And the book is written for the individual victim. So you don't have to go and check with anybody about what to do or what to say about whatever comes up. The book is supposed to be a guide for the individual person. Why? Because you are an individual prisoner of war, milling around in the prison camp yard or in a prison cell, wherever you happen to be on the planet. That's the premise. Now, this is either true or false, but the book that I have written takes the position that if you're a person of color, you are born in prison, and the name of that prison is the system of white supremacy, which is racism in capital letters. So the book is a guide for these prisoners of war, of which I am one, according to me. I'm a prisoner of war. I'm a prisoner of the white supremacists. I was born in their prison. And I am subject to them every minute of every day in all areas of activity. And the book is segmented that way. Segmented what way? In 9 areas of activity. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Now, that covers just about everything that has to do with what people are engaging in, directly and indirectly, every minute of each day on the planet. And the book is supposed to be a guide to tell you what to do or what to say of what not to do and what not to say in whatever circumstance you happen to be in anywhere on the planet if you are a person of color. It can't cover everything, not near. I mean, it doesn't. No book can. No book is that thick. But it's a guide to start you in the correct direction according to some ideas that I have. These are just strictly my ideas. And all of these ideas should be contested by the reader. Why? Because nobody solved the race problem, which is what I'm setting out to do. But nobody's ever done it. So until it's a done deal, everybody can participate in what they think is the best move to make to replace the system of racism with the system of justice. That's what the book is written for. But it's addressed to the individual person. You can get it by going to producejustice.com. Now, right now, the word guide may not be available to you right now. There's a glitch in the supply line. But the basic book should be available right now.
Did they say how long that glitch would take?
Producejustice.com. Sir?
Did they say how long that glitch would take?
I'm trying to find that out. Now, some people have told me within the next month, next 30 days, that
okay.
It'll be back up on that website.
Okay.
I haven't seen the website myself recently.
Okay.
But go to producejustice.com, and you can get the basic book. But the word guide, because words have suddenly become very important, I have a list that I even wrote down this morning that I've been picking up out of the news. Crime-infested places, racist statements, racist rant, racist trope. Now, that's T-R-O-P-E. I never heard that one until recently. But I'm writing these things down because you got to watch these words. Words just come out of nowhere. Terms come, new terms start coming up every now and then. You want to find out what these terms mean. And then some of them have been around for quite a while, but nobody's defining what each one of these terms mean.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you say ancestral countries, what exactly does that mean? Anti-American, that's one that's been around a lot. But in recent days, it's come up in the political world. Lots of politicians are saying, who's anti-American? Well, first of all, what is an American? What qualifies a person to be an American?
Mm-hmm.
So the word guide that I put, which you'll be able to get when it's back up on the site of producejustice.com, it has a presentation of what I say an American is.
Okay.
All right.
Some have asked me about the original book, the computer design on it and so forth. Is that book, the first volume, is that still available for purchase?
No, the Word Guide and the original 1984 edition, the original, is not on the website right now. But it should be. But it should be up again within the next 30 days or so. So
okay.
I've been told.
So to be clear then, right now, we can only get the...
You can only get the basic 2016 revised expanded edition of the 1984 edition.
Got it. Okay.
And that book is available. That's the basic... that's the book to get. The word guide actually is an extension of the basic book. It's just an addition.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get it all in one volume.
Okay.
I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, we got that. I'm glad you cleared that up because, ooh. Okay. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. If you would like to ask Neely Fuller a question, 7, Mr. Bobby, at gmail.com is the number if you'd like for me to read your Gmails. And speaking of that, let's go to there. This is concerning black culture. This person, Brother Singho, I'm going to pronounce his name, says, "Good morning, Mr. Fuller. You have often mentioned on previous broadcasts that black culture is a failed culture because it does not produce anything that is constructive, of constructive value. My question is this. If black culture is a failed culture, why is it the most recognized globally and emulated or copied by other groups such as white people, white supremacists, and other non-white people? Thanks for your response, Mr. Ford.
Okay, it comes down to a definition. What is black culture? Culture is whatever you're doing at the time that you're doing it. So you can say black culture is, or raised a question, is a drive-by shooting a part of black culture? That's a question. And, you know, it's, codification is about being exact. So you try to be exact, you try to be focused, you try to be clear, and you come right to the point. That's what counter-racist codification has to be. So let's ask a question. All problems are solved through the process of questions and answers, according to the counter-racist code. So you say, is a drive-by shooting a part of black culture, a significant part of black culture? And the answer is either yes or no. Now, from what I have heard, the answer is yes. Because what is culture? What is anybody's culture? Culture is only what you are doing at the time that you are doing it. That's your culture. Culture is not some mysterious thing that you find buried somewhere in some graveyard, and you go and dig up some bones, and you say, Eureka! Today, on this day, I discovered my culture. Now, a lot of people look at culture like that. It's something mysterious. And when they say black culture, for years, people will say, oh, you're talking about going and digging down about 1,500 feet below the Great Pyramid. And you, if you're lucky, you just might discover black culture. No, that's not what culture is, logically speaking. Culture is whatever you are doing at the time you are doing it. If you're paddling a canoe down a river, paddling a canoe down the river is your culture. The minute that you get out of that canoe, put that paddle down, and start walking across the land, canoe paddling is no longer your culture. Why? Because that's not what you're doing. Now, that's what you call compensatory logic. That's not popular logic, but that's logic that's supposed to be based on what? The truth. The truth is, whatever you're doing at the time that you're doing it, that's your culture. So, in answer to the question, do a lot of people copy black culture? Yes, and black people copy a lot of other people's culture. Because black people, I don't think, invented 9mm drive-by shooting. I don't think any black person came up with that idea. But we do a lot of it. So that's a part of black culture. So if the question is, why do people copy black culture? And why do I say that black culture is a failed culture? And I stick by that. It's because I was told in the early 1960s and late 1950s that black culture is supposed to get black people out from under the conditions that they're in. That's the purpose for it. That's why you call it black culture. But then I say, if you measure it by that and give it that definition, black culture, what it's supposed to do, it's a failed culture.
Okay.
Why? Because it failed to deal with racism. That's why.
Got to leave it right there for the first hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why?
one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.